Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube. Here are our top stories this evening. South African authorities say the government will soon announce modalities of processing expiring work permits for Zimbabweans working in that country.
The Minister of Home Affairs is still to announce what is going to happen, particularly with regard to the process around the reapplication for the special permits for Zimbabwean nationals in South Africa.
Zimbabwe holds a street party designed to generate national and international interest in the country's tourist destinations.
We've got a number of participants, that is from both the local and international groups. We've got about 22 countries that are here, and we are very happy that last year we had 13 countries, but this year they increased to 22.
And Highlanders Football Club say they have players to replace departing prolific player Kuta Mahaji. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe. South African authorities say the government will soon announce modalities of processing expiring work permits for Zimbabweans working in that country. Home Affairs spokesman David Tlabane says the new minister is expected to spell out the work permit application process. Tlabane dismisses as untrue reports that Zimbabweans with permits expiring in December will have to go back home to reapply for new permits.
The Minister of Home Affairs is still to announce what is going to happen, particularly with regard to the process around the reapplication for the special permits for Zimbabwean nationals in South Africa. You'd recall that earlier this year, in March, Cabinet had approved the approach on how this matter should be handled, reapplications in particular. But for the details and the date of commencement, the Minister of Home Affairs is formally to announce.
Is there any truth behind, you know, these reports that Zimbabweans have to go back home to reapply and then their papers will be processed from outside the country?
All these reports are unfounded. I must put that very categorically. There's no truth or grain of truth in such reports. We have not, as government or as a Department of Home Affairs specifically, made any pronouncement on this matter. The Cabinet had made its position very clear. The next step that is to happen is for the Minister of Home Affairs to announce formally on the process. The last statement that we issued was only meant to clarify these misleading stories out there in the landscape, but those are unfounded.
What is the Cabinet position on this?
At its meeting in March this year, Cabinet agreed. It decided that there will be a process of a reapplication for the special permits for Zimbabwean nationals. Cabinet was quite clear on that one. The only thing that then needs to happen as per decision of Cabinet is that the minister will articulate the process, give specifics on the how part of it, how the process is going to unfold.
That was spokesman David Tlabane of South Africa's Ministry of Home Affairs speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg. As Mopwen based in South Africa, Regis Ngwerume says there is a lot of confusion over the processing of work permits.
Minister of Foreign Affairs said we are going to have a final decision by the end of after the new cabinet is sitting. So all of these rumors which are being spread are like, that's when you are going to see those news. It's like now you see it in the Facebook or what, but you can't hear that, you can't see that news. Let's say from a South African paper.
So, in simple terms, are you saying that there is a lot of confusion on this issue?
Exactly. There is a lot of confusion. Just because at one time we had this news right from home in Zimbabwe when they were saying they are going to impose some visas. Well, there was nothing such a kind of news like that. This time they came on the other way around again. They are saying we are going to have this. Of which it is, this matter or this issue is quite confusing. There is a lot of confusion among ourselves.
That was Regis Ngwerume, a Zimbabwean based in South Africa. Director Daniel Muzenda of the Zimbabwe Migrants Association, CONCAS, saying the situation is unclear even though South African authorities have been trying to clarify the issue.
The Department of Home Affairs issued a statement that people were going to reapply for the permits in December 2014.
Have they officially communicated that to you?
They said that the government is going to give us the modalities on how people are going to do it. But as of now, they haven't made an official communication pertaining to the issue of permits.
Can we safely say that all the confusion surrounding the permits has been actually sorted out?
Not yet, Gibbs. It hasn't been sorted out. We are only waiting for the installation of the new cabinet, and we are going to engage the cabinet, the new Minister for Home Affairs, about the issue of permits, so that he gives us clarity on the modalities on how we are going to do it.
When are you going to have this meeting?
I understand the installation of the cabinet is going to be on Sunday, on the 25th. So what he has done, we have set a partners committee, which includes Africa Diaspora Association, Z-Migrants, Solidarity Peace for Africa. So that committee is going to engage the new Minister of Home Affairs on the way forward and the modalities. And we are waiting for the pronouncement from the new Minister of Home Affairs.
That was Daniel Muzenda, Director of the Zimbabwe Migrants Association, speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg. Meanwhile, a new cabinet is expected to be sworn in this weekend in South Africa following recent elections which were won by the African National Congress. The street party, whose theme is Celebrating Our Diversity, has become a crowd puller following its launch a couple of years ago.
We are calling it the Harare International Carnival Street Party, and it's dubbed the biggest street party in Southern Africa. We've got a number of participants, that is from both the local and international groups. We've got about 22 countries that are here, and we are very happy that last year we had 13 countries, but this year they increased to 22. That is something which is indicating that our carnival is actually growing bigger every year. Like I said, we've got other countries like Trinidad and Tobago. We've got Notting Hill from UK. We've got Samba Queens from Brazil. We've got Nigeria. We've got Italy, DRC, Zambia, and you name the countries. So we are very happy, and there are thousands of people who have come to participate in the street party this afternoon.
So now, what is the significance of this street party? Is Zimbabwe benefiting in any way?
Yes, certainly this is the climax of the carnival. The carnival is actually there to help us in terms of promoting Zimbabwe as a tourist destination. You realize that the issue of carnivals is the in thing in terms of destination marketing.
That was Zimbabwe Tourism Authority spokesman Shuka Chakonda speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington. Did you know you can listen to web audio replays of our programs on our website and sign up for newsletters in English, Shona, and Ndebele?
Visit our site at www.studio7news.com. You can also give us feedback by text message. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Now we turn to reporter Tatenda Kumbo for an update on what is trending in the social media sphere.
There is a lot happening in the social media sphere, Gibbs. About 18 million bees took to a bush Tuesday as a tractor trailer carrying bee hives crashed on a busy Delaware highway in the United States. According to the Associated Press, between 16 and 18 million bees were unleashed when the tractor trailer crashed, forcing state officials to warn motorists to keep their car windows closed. The trailer was carrying 460 hives. The AP says state police activated for the first time a honeybee swarm removal plan established in 1995. A lot has been said about Joseph Chinotimba, who is among Zimbabweans that spearheaded land invasions in the year 2000. People have been making jokes about the honorable parliamentarian ever since he appeared in a newspaper 14 years ago wearing the infamous grass hat. Now he has found another niche for himself, the arts industry. He is being invited to many art ceremonies in Zimbabwe where he cracks jokes every minute, and he is making it big in the social media. There are many jokes on social media about what he says at these events. Uruguay striker Luis Suarez had surgery on his left knee on Thursday, but is expected to recover in time for the World Cup, where, as one of the world's top players, is expected to be on the team's winning card. The Associated Press reported that an arthroscope repaired his torn cartilage. The Uruguayan Soccer Association said no other injuries were found, and his participation in the World Cup is not ruled out. And finally, President Barack Obama's public stroll in Washington, D.C. has generated a lot of interest on Twitter, Facebook, and WhatsApp. Obama was captured by a local cable network chatting and taking photos with members of the public. At the same time, a video captured by a television station showing Robert Mugabe and his wife, Grace, walking to what is believed a hospital has gone viral on the social media. The president was at that time in Singapore, where the government says he had gone for a routine eye checkup. That's what I have today, Gibbs. Nice weekend, and thanks.
Thanks, Tatenda Kumbo. Now we turn to Marvelous Mtanganyawe on the Women's Desk.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mtanganyawe in Washington. Today we are looking at efforts by the Health Ministry towards the elimination of new HIV infections amongst children by 2015 and keeping their mothers alive. We are lucky to have with us Dr. Angela Mushavi, the National PMTCT and Pediatric Care and Treatment Coordinator at the Ministry of Health and Child Welfare. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Dr. Mushavi.
Thank you very much. How are you, listeners?
What current programs does the Health Ministry have to help combat the transmission of HIV/AIDS from mother to child?
Currently, we have a regimen that we are beginning to give to HIV-positive pregnant women that has a higher chance of reducing HIV transmission to the baby. And this is a combination of three antiretroviral medicines that we give. We are calling it Option B+, and the woman starts this as soon as she tests positive in pregnancy and then continues taking the triple ARVs for life. It's lifelong antiretroviral therapy for HIV-positive pregnant and breastfeeding women. And we believe that with rolling out this regimen, we will be able to eliminate new HIV infections among children by 2015.
How early on in their pregnancies do you encourage expecting mothers to seek your services?
As soon as they know that they are pregnant, they should actually present to the nearest clinic or hospital and book that pregnancy. What we normally do then is to counsel the women of the need to have an HIV test. And if she tests HIV positive, then immediately we are commencing her on lifelong antiretroviral therapy. This medication or the combination that we are calling Option B+ will not work as well if the mother presents to us late in pregnancy. So we encourage also even the male partners to support their women by coming into the clinic or the hospital with their pregnant women. And we actually offer men also an HIV test and treatment should they test HIV positive.
What are you doing to encourage families to come as couples to access your services?
Indeed, you are very right. We do have a challenge with men coming in with their female partners. Most of the time, the woman is the one who presents alone. And then when she goes back home, she now has to tell the husband that, look, I had a test and these were my results. And sometimes in the event that the test result is HIV positive, the men can start accusing the woman of having brought the disease into the house.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much for being on the Women's Forum, Dr. Angela Mushavi.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you, listeners.
That was Dr. Angela Mushavi, the National PMTCT and Pediatric Care and Treatment Coordinator in the Health Ministry. The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mtanganyawe in Washington.
Thank you so much, Marvelous Mtanganyawe. I hope you are going to have a lovely weekend. And finally, in sports news, the Highlanders Football Club say they have reserved players to replace departing prolific player Kuta Mahaji. Mahatji, who is on loan from South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns, is set to go for trials at French side AS Monaco, as his papers have been processed by his agent, Mlungisi Simoyo. Highlanders chairman Peter Dube is not a worried man as the player departs from the local football scene.
We still believe we have missed out on opportunities to be way ahead of everyone. But nevertheless, the fact that we are where we are, it means we are competing and we remain one of the teams to beat.
And we see that Kuta Mahatji may be leaving for trials in Monaco very soon. Do you have a replacement for him?
You will realize at the beginning of the year, we made quite a number of signings. And at times, some people have felt we were so much into the market unnecessarily for one reason or another. But we did this deliberately to fill in for all these gaps that you all or we all realize will soon be coming upon us.
And so here, definitely, we are talking about the departure of Mahatji. Is that the case?
Yes, because we can't take away that he has been quite a cog in our system. He's a fantastic player. It would not be easy to suddenly get a player who can match his quality and standard of play. But look, when other players leave, other players must always seize the opportunity to also be seen to be who they are. So I believe another Mahatji or better player will, at some stage, rise from our team.
That was Highlanders chairman Peter Dube speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo. Meanwhile, Dynamo supporter Fabian Mahembe says most club supporters are currently happy with the team's performance.
At the moment, I'm happy with what the guys are doing. You see, at one time we reached a big patch, but it seems our coach, Kalito Pasua, is picking up now. These guys played a very good match this last Wednesday against FC Tottenham and managed to beat it by a goal to nothing. It shows we are moving in the right direction because we see the separation in the log. We are not far away off the mark. The team on the top is just leading by at least two points. So for now, I don't think we should raise any panic bells. The team is playing well, and if we continue with this momentum, we should be able to clinch the fourth successive league title.
That was Dynamo supporter Fabian Mahembe speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. For details on Premier Soccer League results, visit us on Facebook, that is Studio 7 Facebook. And you can also visit our Twitter. We've got a Twitter account as well. Today we have the music of Sandra Ndebele, who asked us to dedicate this song to Studio 7 listeners. If you wish to make your own selection, visit us on Facebook and request a song of your choice. We're also on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter and WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is 1-202-465-0318. That's our program this evening. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a very lovely weekend, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo omhlaka 24 ngoNkwenkwezi 2014. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Sitholakala emoyeni lasebulenjini ku-internet ku-website yethu ethi www.voandebele.com. Alingali chona njani izilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo igama lami nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abahlamukela umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai benza imihlangano itsholotsho. Silengxoxo lomunye wabo.